I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
Y'all smoked it crack!
Wednesday, and we are back. It's World Hockey Report coming to you live on Heavy Hockey Network. I know we're on Heavy Hockey Network, though. If you are tuning in, the best hockey network, the best Oilers content as well. We will get interactive with you in the chat today. We've got a couple of questions coming up. Don't worry. Yes, they're coming on screen. Adam, we got to have a talk about all this Kirill Vemelka talk. They got to play the Oilers tonight. Yeah, we will preview that game as well. Don't forget, World Hockey Report is presented by Every Game. If you're tired of shopping around for the best odds on sketchy sport books, well, stop wasting time. Click on the link in our bio today to sign up for Every Game. Get the best bonuses and odds. And just for being a World Hockey Report listener, going to get an awesome surprise when you make a deposit using the link in our bio and punching in promo code WHR. Oilers, Coyotes today. Vemelka, does he deserve anything, any sort of conversation for Vezina? I don't know. If you got a Vezina pick, though, and we will get to your thoughts. A lot of people got us on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. That's where you can connect with us. I'm on Twitter at Janer on PXP as well. If you got a thought on who the Vezina winner is so far in the season, you can let us know there. We'll get to a few of your thoughts a little bit later on. If you got a prediction, Oilers, Coyotes. Let's hear those predictions as well. Don't forget, it is cold out there. Hockey season's here. Time to ditch the big brands who are hosing you for $300-$400 a stick and switch to Pro Rock. Top of the line sticks, as light as they come and more durable. Pro Rock hockey sticks really are a game changer. Support a good Canadian company at a price point that you can't beat. Pro Rock hockey sticks, go support them today. Oilers, Coyotes tonight. What is going on in Edmonton? What's happening? Again, you can blame it on injuries. You can blame it on poor goaltending. But end of the day, this isn't a team that should be just over 500. They shouldn't. I don't care what type of injuries you've got Evander Kane out. Let's go through the lines for tonight's game against Arizona. We'll start there so you guys get a feel with what they're rolling into the lineup for. Skinner starts between the pipes. He's been starting a ton. And again, Morning Skate's got a great blog. Our guy Henry Wright put out a blog talking about Stuart Skinner. Top 10 in a lot of these analytical categories. I know nothing about it. But if he's top 10 and the nerds are saying he's top 10, maybe that's fair. D pairings tonight, Nurse, CC, Kulak, Barry, Broberg, Bouchard. That third D pairing scares me. Top line loaded up. Draisaitl, McDavid, Hyman. Second line, Janmark, Ryan Nugent, Hopkins, Yamamoto. Third line, Holloway, Hamblin, Puljujarvi. Fourth line, Costin, Shore, Ryan. I know some people aren't happy Benson's not on the fourth line over Devin Shore. I don't hate Devin Shore. And if the penalty killing's having issues, I don't mind having Shore in the lineup either. McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman on that top line. I think they should be able to score against Arizona. And I think they're able to cover the puck line. But we'll get to that a little bit later on as well. Oilers, 13-3-2 in their past 18 games against Arizona. Not bad. Are they going to cover the puck line, though? That's an interesting question, Adam. As much as I want my Yotes to win, but it's better in the long run to lose. Yeah, Bedard would be a nice piece. But at this point, I mean, it's tough to tank for Bedard. There's some bad hockey teams out there that you got to be worse than. Like, maybe you just try getting to the lottery and hope for the best. I know there's a couple other good pieces. I know Mishkov's going to be decent as well. I know there's a couple other guys who are getting some draft hype. But to actually get Bedard, I don't know. I think there's a lot of teams in that conversation, and there's a lot of teams who are going to be unhappy at the end of this year. after a race in form. There was also talk, and I did have to dive into this as well, Erik Karlsson to Edmonton. Does that make sense? Is there interest for Erik Karlsson if San Jose retains something? I just don't know what you're going to give up that makes sense for Erik Karlsson on a short-term basis, or even at a half cap hit, you're still paying him, what, $5.5-6 million? I don't got the numbers in front of me. If you do, you can let us know in the chat. I just don't see it making sense in Edmonton. Yeah, you would love to have him. The way he's performing, anyone would love to have him. But does that make you that much closer to a Stanley Cup competitor right now? I don't think so. Again, if you got a thought, got an argument, you can let me know. Also, Heritage Classic. Now, there was a lot of rumblings around this. Edmonton, are they coming? Aren't they coming? I know some people don't want to say it. I believe, well, it was probably Oilers Nation or Greg or one of those guys who, you know, tried to break the news here. Then the Oilers are saying, well, you know, we've looked into it, but we don't have a formal agreement right now. That's generally saying, hey, we put something together. We, you know, put the proposal forward. They liked it. We just haven't signed on the dotted line yet. So Oilers getting a Heritage Classic in 2023, I would say very damn likely. Would you rather see them play Calgary or Montreal, though? Calgary or Montreal? Are we going to throw it all the way back to the old Heritage Classic, or do we want to have a Battle of Alberta outdoors? And the reason I don't think a Battle of Alberta outdoors would work is you've already wasted this past season having them play three times. They only play one more time this season. So that's an embarrassing way to kill the Battle of Alberta. Way to go, Gary. But if you put it outdoors, I think the quality of play goes down. I think the intensity goes down and it becomes a little bit more of a scrimmage. Not saying guys are just out there having fun, but it's not the same as a Battle of Alberta in front of 19,000 rocking fans at Rogers Place or the Saddle Dump just packed to the roof with fans. I just don't see it having the same hype if it's the Battle of Alberta. Maybe I'm wrong, though. I'd rather see them play Montreal, though. That's where I think we can leave the Heritage Classic. It's cool. Outdoor games. Not a huge fan. Not a huge fan. Okay, World Juniors coming up, though, starting on Boxing Day. Canada's kind of got a boring schedule, if we're being honest here. Czechia, Germany, Austria, Sweden. I gave it a C+. What do you give the schedule? You got to play Czechia on Boxing Day. Probably 4-goal favorites. You got to play Germany and then Austria. You're probably 6-7-goal favorites on them. And then you get Sweden on New Year's Eve, where usually New Year's Eve is that marquee matchup where it's Canada versus USA, Canada versus Russia. Canada, Sweden? I'd rather see Canada, Finland. I mean, again, maybe that's me being picky, but I don't see, I don't know. I'm not as excited for this one. And it sounds terrible to say because I love the World Juniors. Maybe it's not just the schedule. Maybe it's everything going on with Hockey Canada. And again, that's a lot deeper of a conversation, but does it not seem like the World Juniors has kind of lost its way? And maybe the great people out east can bring it back. Maybe the barns will be packed. Maybe it'll be rocking. Maybe it'll be incredible. And we can just totally get back to the old school World Juniors, which was electric. I mean, I'm trying to think of like the last World Juniors that was really phenomenal. Not just good games. There's been good games. There's going to be good games. Talking tournament atmosphere. That's what I love. Saskatoon hosting the World Juniors. Loved it. Ottawa hosting the World Juniors. Loved it. Sweden was a great host. I think Finland was a pretty damn good host too, actually, when it was in Helsinki in the New Barn. It's been some cool tournaments there. I don't know. Maybe throw it in Germany. Maybe I just think that they keep going back to the well, and I get it. It's ticket sales. I get it. It's corporate money. It's Hockey Canada. Whatever. Buffalo for USA Hockey. I get why they do it. I just don't like it. And that's why the World Juniors kind of losing that lust. Spangler Cup, though, we got some great matchups. Canada starts it off against Sparta Prague on Boxing Day. Likely they'll win that one and then face DeVos a day or two later. I think it's 2 days after that. So, again, I'm always looking forward to the Spangler Cup. Always fun watching hockey early mornings on that little Christmas break. There's absolutely nothing like it. What a dream place to go as well. And hey, if you are going to the Spangler Cup, you better be hitting up our guys at Sports Travel Tours, the absolute best. I mean, why wouldn't you want to go through them? They're going to put everything together for you. It's all in a platter. Sports Travel Tours, go to the Spangler Cup. Go check out the best events, NFL, F1, Premier League packages, and more. SportsTravelTours.com. So I mentioned Saskatoon hosting the World Juniors, and I liked it. And Adam brought this up on Twitter as well. You can hit us up at World Hockey RPT. I'm there at Jander on PXP. Saskatoon, support an NHL team, wouldn't they? It's a very deep dive into a conversation, but I've had to, and you know, give it some serious thought. I think everyone's initial reaction is, well, Saskatchewan, there's nothing else. There's nothing better to do. Yeah, of course, people would go to NHL games. I don't exactly see it that way, though. I don't think it would be successful in Saskatoon. I don't think people would be willing to pay the ticket prices the NHL demands. I don't think people would be able to or would be willing to make the trip to the rink. You would need to rely on out-of-town fans. And if you're playing the majority of your games in winter, well, winter travel is going to be a huge issue. So getting to the games is going to be tough enough. Is there the corporate dollars? Is someone willing to flip that bill of, what does it cost? $150 million to run a team for a season? Someone willing to flip that? I don't know. I don't see Saskatoon working out, Adam. And those are my main thoughts there. Also, Ice Wars. How did we not talk about this? Ice Wars is coming back. Ice Wars 3 in Wyoming. Cheyenne, Wyoming, March of 2023. AJ's going to join the show here in the near future. Probably next week we'll get him on. I mean, if you watch the first two events, you know it's absolutely electric. So it is cool to see them get another one. And this time in Wyoming, like you talk about rough, tough, and tumble America, Wyoming's up there with the best. Crazy hockey fans, crazy combat sports fans. You put it all together in Ice Wars, and that is going to be an absolute event you do not want to miss. I assume Fight TV will be the pay-per-view provider again. They're awesome. Ice Wars, it's taken off. It's taken off in the combat sports world. But we will talk a little NHL to wrap things up here. And again, I've got to give my... I don't want to do rankings anymore. I've given up on rankings. I hate rankings. So we'll just talk teams. I got four teams I want to talk about, and they are presented by SeatGeek. Live only happens once, so don't miss any of the action when you use promo code WHR on SeatGeek. Save $20 off your first purchase with promo code WHR on SeatGeek. Promo code WHR, SeatGeek. Use it, use it, use it. Okay, I got some bad, good teams. So some bad teams that are playing good right now. I messed that up already. I got good teams who are playing bad right now. That's why they're bad, good teams. And the Edmonton Oilers are right there. They should not be this close to 500. They should not be scary arms reach away. They are a good team that is playing bad, as are the New York Rangers. I think they're a good team. I think they're a team that could go to the Eastern Conference Final. They are just playing like dirt. That's why they're a bad, good team right now. And my good, bad teams, the teams who are hot, I think are bad teams. Seattle, they could miss the playoffs and we'd be like, well, yep, they had a good start and that's it. Kind of like Anaheim last year. Another good, bad team. They're probably moved into like the good, all right teams, but the New Jersey Devils. Everyone wants to talk about this start. Oh, they're ahead of Boston. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. I just do not see the New Jersey Devils as this serious contender. I don't know. And maybe it's, they've got some of that star power. like Jack Hughes, Nico Hischier's good, Jesper Bratt fine. Come playoffs, they're going to get knocked around. I don't think they have the consistent goaltending for it. But again, that's why they're on my good, bad teams list, the New Jersey Devils. We will get to some of your thoughts as well, though. I asked, and you get a second to get them in. Who is your Vezina candidate so far this season? We're on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. I'm there at Janner on PXP. Adam says, clear and only choice, Karel Vemelka, case closed. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Kirk, Ullmark, Hellebuck, and Thompson are his top three. Imagine if Karel Vemelka was on a good team. Sounds like Kirk and Adam have been talking. Kirk also, Paddle Down podcast. Big shout out, Heavy Hockey Network, not a big deal. Oilers for Life says Hellebuck because he's been the most consistent. That's fair. I think Winnipeg is shocking some people. Jason Young says, I'd probably lean towards Hellebuck, even though Ullmark is currently leading in goals against average, save percentage, and wins. Yes, Ullmark's been good. I think he's on a better team than Hellebuck, so I would fully agree with that. Robert V-Tank Vanacek, 12-2-1, 923 save percentage, 2.10 goals against average since being cast aside by the Caps. I always thought Vanacek was going to be a good backup. I didn't think he was going to put up these numbers, but again, that's that flash in the pan we're seeing from the Devils right now. Can he keep it up? Can he do it come playoff time? No, it's not going to happen, but hey, kudos to him for doing it so far. Morgan says, winner, Linus Ullmark, runners up, Connor Hellebuck, Ilya Sorokin, special mention, Vitek Vanacek. That's fair. I have a hard time with Ullmark. Sorokin's good. He's flying under the radar a little bit. The Isles, what was going on with them last night against St. Louis? West Coast Hockey Bias says Linus Ullmark, not even close. Historic numbers, has a record of 14-1. Jeff says Sorokin or Hellebuck. And NVO says Jack Campbell needs a confidence boost. Maybe a Vezina will do that for you. I think Hellebuck is the runner away. That's my pick. It's just the Jets aren't supposed to be good, and he's good. Like, V-Tank Vanacek's playing great, getting a little bit more run support. The Jets, I don't think anyone really predict them to be in this spot. And Hellebuck is, if not the best goaltender in the league, the best goaltender in the world right now. Like, imagine a Connor Hellebuck on the Oilers, a guy you could just rely on for 60 to 65 games, you know, snap of a finger. That's your guy. You take that any day of the week. Okay, my best bet, Oilers -1.5. Put them on the puck line. Every game sports book. Use the promo code WHR. Use the link in our bio to sign up. Get a deposit bonus. Oilers puck line, hammer it. 13 wins in their last 18 games against the Yotes. I think three of the last four, they've covered the puck line as well. I like it. I love it. I'm riding with the Oilers -120 on every game. Hammer it, people. Don't forget, support the people who support us. Heavy Hockey Network, the best Oilers content out there. Pro Rock Hockey Sticks, Sports Travel Tours, and SeatGeek, promo code WHR. Everyone, we'll talk to you next week. And as always, be kind, be better.